Welcome back to Sales Transformation, brought to you by Leadium. In today's episode, we have Jason Woto back in the show to share insights on building a successful business, delegating tasks, and maximizing sales team efficiency. Get ready to learn valuable tips from Jason's journey in entrepreneurship. Colin, the mic is yours.
At what point did your business start to transition to working with, you know, some of these more higher profile, you know, people on the internet?
That's probably over the last year for sure. It took me a while to build a brand online. It took me a while to really be in communities and start going to masterminds and events and really starting to shake hands and get in the right circles. I think it really started too when I replaced myself inside of our agency. I was CEO for so long and I found somebody to take over who's now CEO, and I don't even run the business anymore. It runs completely without me. And now I get to focus on our event business and working with more private clients and just getting in bigger circles and having time to do podcasts. Like literally right after this, I have to drive to Orlando 2 hours to go to our next event, which is going to be tomorrow morning. And I'm doing one event every single week for the next 22 weeks straight. We're doing a massive like scale your ads tour. And it's just crushing. I'm excited about it. Something that I get to do and put all my focus on and really get the conversion down and like, you know, increase RSVPs and do all the fun jazz that I like doing, which is direct response marketing and speaking. It's something where a lot of the times I feel like the 20 or the 80-20 rule, a lot of entrepreneurs don't even follow. They talk about it so much, but they don't really realize that they have to stay in their zone of genius. And the 20% of things that they do that produce 80% of the results, like they don't want to take a step back and like delegate. And like, I realized that me working with private clients expanded our network. Like as soon as I started getting in the bigger circles, man, I started getting group chats every day. Hey man, this is Jason Woto. He runs our ads. You should hire him. If you don't, you have a problem. Like, that's what the group chats look like. And it's like, it's easy of a layup where, to be honest, man, having a sales team, like these private clients are paying a good amount of money. Having the salespeople is just to increase top line revenue and, you know, have them be a part of something bigger along with the events. Like, it's just a revolving door of what more do we need to do to keep people around longer, get the sales reps excited more, and build a better culture for people to actually grow in if they want to be a part of the company. And that's what I had to realize.
Yeah, that's a bold move to remove yourself as the CEO of the company. But it sounds like you understood sort of like the value of influence and your own brand and how that could, you know, be leveraged to land these bigger clients.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing too is just time. Like when you're growing and scaling a business, like you can't be on calls anymore. Like I remember 2 years ago, clients would always say to me like, hey, where's Woto? Like, why is Woto not on the calls? I'm like, because I have 140 clients and I have 30 team members and I can't be on calls all day. I have to run an operation. Like I can't be sitting on Zoom for an hour talking to you about, to be honest, like random blubber that doesn't even make my life any better. So That's when I decided to take myself off Zooms. That's the thing that I see really sprouting in the niche, man, is all these deliverables that clients want, and half the time, dude, they don't even use them. Like when I started doing all these calls, clients would come on calls and vent about their personal lives. Or like when I was doing coaching, I stopped coaching recently because it's probably the most annoying thing on the planet. Like I stopped coaching because every time I get a coaching student, you know, and they're paying good money, like they're not paying cheap prices, and they still get on the calls. And I'm like, hey, like what's your sales process? Like what's your funnel look like? And what are your ads doing? The conversation transitions into, yeah, my boyfriend sucks. Like I'm just not living the life that I want. Like it's not even about their ads. It's about all the emotional baggage they have in their personal lives that I don't want to talk to anymore about. So it's like, I see the coaching space definitely transitioning into mostly DFY products. And it makes it, and you know, ripping this into sales, like it makes it easier for sales reps to sell done for you versus coaching. That's why sales is such a booming industry right now, because people are transitioning from coaching to done for you. And it's easier to sell a DFY on the phone than sell therapy on the phone. Like it's just a lot more simpler too. It's an easier sales process and it makes everybody's lives a lot easier.
Yeah. And so what parts of the business are you still responsible for and what leadership roles have you put in place in the business?
So mostly what I'm responsible for is just being like the visionary. Like what ideas can I bring to the table? What new funnels can we run to bring new clients in the door? Like I just run the ads right now. That's really it. Like all the landing pages, the copy, the ads, the creatives, like I do that just for our ads. That's it for the sales team to get more calls. You know, releasing new VSLs, new webinars, doing all the tracking, you know, looking at the email list. Like I'm doing all of the acquisition pieces. As far as replacing, we found a director of client success. We got a new COO. We got a CEO now. We have an ops manager. And then we have strategy leads who take over their pods, what we call them as pods. So like we have a strategy lead, an account manager, two media buyers, developer, copywriter. And that is like the pod. That is who manages about 30 to 40 clients. And we have six pods now. So it's, you know, it's growing. It's exciting. But my mastery is all about acquisition. Like how can we run more ads to get more people through the door? And that's where my zone of genius falls.
Yeah. And do you rely on any feedback from the salespeople of like the quality of the leads versus the quantity and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I do. And that's the thing. Like I remember 3 years ago, I was talking to the same leads and my sales team sometimes has trouble closing the leads because they're like, hey, Wojo, it's not you on the phone. It's us. Like we're not as good as you. We're not the face. Of course you can close these people. I said, dude, if I can close them, I just don't find that as an excuse. Like, if you tell me that the leads aren't great quality, it's because you're going into the call thinking that. It is your pre-frame in your mind that the lead's not that great. But what I've seen is two paradigms. One is when someone fills out an application, sometimes they don't want to tell you how much money they have. That's a huge thing, yeah. Dude. We have a lot of people at events who are like, yo, I don't want to discuss how liquid I am. I'm like, okay, well, we need to know that to know how much we can spend on ads. Like some people are very scared about telling you, hey, how much money do I have?
Yeah, and they'll either tell you less because they think it's going to determine how much you charge them, or they'll tell you more because they think, oh, he's going to take me a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I just don't think that, like, yeah, dude, lead quality is a thing. I understand that. But if a lead gets on the phone and says to you, hey, I can spend $1,000 to $5,000 a month and you can't close them, it's not the lead quality. It's not. It's you. You suck. Like, that's how I look at it. Like you didn't pre-frame it correctly. You didn't give them the right value. You didn't answer their questions. You didn't walk them through the journey. You didn't give them the right clarity to make a decision on the call. Like that's what I look at. And I've done sales for years. I've taken over 6,000 sales calls myself. If I hop on a call, dude, I'm closing that shit. It's not hard. It's just that, yeah, I know I'm the face, but the salespeople are getting like these calls and they see an application that doesn't look that great. And they automatically turn the switch on their head of like, yeah, the lead's broke. Like, mm-hmm. No, they're not. They might just be lying, or you're pre-framing yourself to not even want to sell them. Like, oh, they're broke. Like, this is just going to be a stupid call. Like, this guy doesn't have money. Like, dude, like there's a lot of stealth wealth out there. You'd be shocked. So.
Yeah. 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 So I think, I mean, it's important not to judge the lead based on, you know, the information that you have, right? You got to go into the call open-minded, ask good questions, drive good conversation, and try to get to the bottom of like, hey, is there motivation to get them to take action?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's why I believe so much in quantity, dude. Like quantity builds the email list faster. It gets me more people in my ecosystem, gets me more reach, gets me more engagement. And overall, dude, builds a bigger business. Like, dude, leads can be good or bad, but not every lead has to convert day one. Leads can buy. If you have a call on Monday, they could buy on Friday. Like, dude, I've had so many leads who have bought something 2 years ago, like a low ticket product. And they've came to one of my events 2 years later and spent 12, 17 grand with us. It's not something where a lead converts right away. I want as many leads and people in my ecosystem as possible so I can build a sphere of influence and a sphere of data, because data pays the bills. Data is what we leverage to make better decisions. Like that's what all I care about. I believe in quantity more than quality.
Wow. It's a different way of thinking for sure.
Yeah. Like, dude, I mean, it's just like people at our events, dude, there's some people at the events who are like, oh, like I don't have that much money to spend 12 grand. Well, we have funding. Boom, closed. Like it's not about if they're broke. It's about how you sway them into the direction of making a clarity-based decision. Don't just sell people to sell them, but give them a clarity-based decision where there is a good offer in place, a product that they can buy, a product that they can get access to, and a product or a service that will give them a result if they qualify for it. And if they're hungry enough and they want to use it, then they should be qualified to buy. That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah. And I'm curious kind of what's next for you guys? Like what are kind of the things that you guys are working towards or exciting that you're currently working on?
Yeah. So right now, like the team's solid. We are just building out our next pod. That's number one. Number two is we're rebuilding our graphics department because we want to get better graphic designers in there for ad-based like static images. That's number two. And then number three is I am just going really hard on events. I'm, you know, going to speak at more events. I'm bringing more high quality clients in the door, bringing more private clients on, and just overall taking the brand side of the business to the next level for sure.
Yeah. Well, Jason, it's been awesome having you on. Any final thoughts? And then where's the best place for people to get into your world?
So they can go on Instagram at the Jason Wojo. T-H-E, Jason, W-O-J-O. If they go to the first link in my bio, they can check out all of our case studies and see if they're a good fit to work with us and book a demo call. I also released a new book recently, so they can go on that page as well and they can find out more info. You know, just to add for final thoughts is if you're managing a sales team right now, there's a couple things that I've learned that will help you out, or if you are a sales rep. Number one is, if you are a sales rep, you have to understand that you have to be within the scope of the company's vision and goals. Don't just get a sales position because you want to make money. Because I'm telling you right now, if you don't see anything past the money, you're going to get unmotivated and eventually your sales will decline. So that's number one. Number two is you want to be a part of a culture that motivates you to actually bring in better quality clients. Like, we don't just want clients. We want better quality people who help the fulfillment side. And three is, if you're in sales and you don't understand or know the people in the back end who deal with the customers once you sell them, you're not going to be a valuable asset to the company. You have to learn the back end. You have to learn fulfillment. You have to learn what's happening results-wise. Like, you have to actually care about the clients you're selling. I see a lot of businesses that I've consulted for in the past, and their sales reps just sell, pass them off, and don't give a shit about the rest of them. And it's just, dude, it's not the way that you run a good business. You're going to deal with a lot of bad reviews. You're going to deal with a lot of, you know, bad feedback. And ultimately, it's going to cause headaches that you can't scale with. If you're a business owner who's running a sales team, just make sure that you're keeping things lean, making sure that you're keeping things simple. Don't just take the word systems and build this like complicated thing around their ecosystem that's going to then disturb their personal life. Because I'm telling you right now, we decided to throw a bunch of stuff at them. CRM, all these texts, emails. Like, dude, you don't have to tell your sales reps about that. You have to make your sales reps better at product knowledge, objection handling, storytelling, and pre-framing. That is the only thing you should be focused on. And every single morning, doing call reviews with your team. If you think that just because they're closing at 25% that they can't be better, you are wrong. You need to be doing daily call reviews and holding them accountable and having some type of sales director to oversee those KPIs, because you're going to burn them out as well. Like, you're just going to burn them out. They're going to get bored and there's no accountability or no ways to actually grow.
Yeah, lots of nuggets there. Appreciate it, Jason. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends. We'll drop the links there in the show notes to make it easy. And thanks for being on the show. Appreciate you.